This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 477, Shining Examples of Books and Movies for IELTS Highest Scores.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll give you four personal recommendations of amazing books which were turned into award-winning movies so you stand out with quality, impressive answers on your next speaking exam.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
I am reading a couple really good books right now, actually.
Very nice. It's all about the books. What are you reading?
Well, I'm reading Bette Davis's memoir, like her autobiography, which is fascinating. And you know what's so cool? So I requested this book from the library. And they got it in, and I went to pick up my books on hold, and it's from like 1962, and it's like the old, it's so old.
Oh, wow.
The cover's not even there. It's, oh my God, it's the funnest book to read. And she is a firecracker. Guys, if you don't know who Bette Davis is, she's just one of the most iconic Hollywood stars. Mm. And talk about like feminine power and like confidence. Mm. I mean, I'm inspired by her. She's so strong and kind of crazy.
I feel like you have to be a little bit crazy to do something big in the world, right?
That's true, though.
Sometimes.
But that's really true. Yeah. And guys, I think all of you are just a little bit crazy also for choosing IELTS, choosing to change your life, really taking chances that the people around you are not taking, right? Mm. Like, that's crazy in a good way. That's the brave side of crazy. So we commend you for getting into this IELTS journey.
Yeah.
Lindsay, are you reading anything right now?
Well, I'm not reading anything right now, but I did read an interesting book over the summer, which I'm excited to talk about. Well, interesting. Actually, to be honest, it was a little bit of a downer, this book.
That happens.
But what are you going to do? It was like kind of a thriller. So it was a thriller.
Cool.
I like thrillers because they make you feel something. They make you feel scared or freaked out, you know?
Yeah.
You like horror movies, I know.
Oh, yeah. I just went to see Blade Runner yesterday. Blade Runner 2049.
Oh.
The original Blade Runner with Harrison Ford. I think it's from like 1980. It's 84 or 86, I think. But cult classic, like cult classic sci-fi movie. Any sci-fi person loves Blade Runner. And so the new one is incredible. I'm not going to give any spoilers. I'm just going to say it is one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
Whoa, but that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. I fully stand behind that. Guys, we are talking about entertainment, specifically books today, books that were turned into movies or TV series. Because I recently did a blog post, guys. Come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, where I make some recommendations for novels. So I thought we could dive into that a little deeper by giving you guys some of our personal favorites, especially ones that were turned into movies or TV shows. Because then, like we say, you can exploit this material. If you read the book first and then watch the movie or the TV series, this gives you so much vocab, so much experience with these characters that you can definitely talk about it on your speaking exam.
Oh, I know. And it's fun sometimes to see both, to read the book first and you develop your image of what the characters look like and then see the movie and compare and see if, you know, it's the same. And it's just fun to see how you've imagined something and watch the movie and then see how that plays out. Yeah.
I get disappointed sometimes when the characters like are not what I thought they would be, because you spend so long with the characters in the book.
Yes.
But yeah, so one of my favorite books. In fact, one of the only books I've read more than once is called The Stand from Stephen King. It is an enormous book, and it's not a horror book, you guys. Like, it's I would say sort of sci-fi, almost fantasy, but it's one of those post-apocalyptic books, you know, like where the good people left in the world have to fight the one evil bad guy. And it's incredible. So again, it's called The Stand, and it was turned into a mini series in the 80s, maybe early 90s. And it has like the stars of the era, like Molly Ringwald in it.
She's very 80s.
So 80s. And like it was made for TV, yeah, but this is, it's quality. I actually rewatched the mini series a couple years ago, and it holds up. It looks really old, but it's still really good.
Interesting. Okay. And this is a good way to really know a story deeply. Again, if we do both read the book and watch the movie, we have a better, it'll be easier to describe it, right? If we're talking about, are we talking about the writing test or the speaking test today? Remind me.
The speaking test.
Okay. Speaking test.
So guys, right. Like you could be asked to describe stories from books or movies or TV shows in speaking part one or part two. And then in speaking part three, more abstract questions about this. So like, what if in speaking part three, you're asked your opinion on if too much money is spent on Hollywood movies these days or, you know, something like that. You could talk about the movie based on the book that you saw and say, if you thought the money was wasted or not, you know, if you could like reference a specific example of what you're saying, that's so much stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like the next example that I'll talk about is The Shining. And I could say, I don't think it was an expensive movie. So no, I mean, it was well worth it. People still watch it today. In fact, it's October, right? So Halloween is here. The Shining is seriously playing like three different places around Portland, like in movie theaters.
The Shining is a scary movie. I have a shiny experience that I had last weekend in Colorado, which, by the way, is part of where you were saying that the actual hotel was in Oregon, but the inside of it was in Colorado, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So they go to the whole movie, the whole story takes place in the Overlook Hotel. And the outside shots are actually Timberline Lodge right outside Portland.
Yep.
But the whole inside is in Colorado.
Okay, so Colorado has a history with The Shining. So we were in Colorado and we were at Breckenridge. We decided to go to Breckenridge just for one night. And we rented a place in this like kind of a ski lodge. It wasn't a big like Timberline lodge type of ski lodge. It was a small ski lodge. And nobody was there the entire time. And not even like a check-in person. Like nobody was there. They just left our key on the door. They basically left a manila envelope, which had our name and our key. And we, you know, so we checked in. We're like, okay, the check-in person isn't here, but she'll be back. He'll be back, I'm sure. We'll go to dinner. We'll come back. We'll see a bunch of cars in the driveway. Somebody will be here to check us in. Nobody showed up the whole time.
That's so creepy.
I know. There was no one there until we got back to the lodge after dinner. And we're like, oh, how many cars do you think will be in the driveway? Oh, five. Nobody.
Oh my gosh. So,
yeah, it was strange. I was a little bit freaked out all night. I was like, is someone planning on coming into the room? Like, what's going on here? Yeah, it was very strange.
Like, I totally would not be able to sleep. I would be expecting at any moment, like, there's like cameras or somebody's playing a trick or like you're part of some weird human experiment. Like,
oh God. You've seen too many horror movies, I think.
I know. I totally have. Oh, that's so funny. Oh God. So yeah. So anyway, guys, The Shining, that's my second book turned into movie recommendation. And also, there's a documentary about the making of The Shining. I think it's called Room 406. I'll double check and put it in the blog. But it's amazing. So I watched the documentary as well. I mean, there are so many things related to The Shining. There's a classic Simpsons episode called The Shining. There are so many like pop culture things
references
that connect. Yeah.
Right,
that
connect right,
to
right.
This.
Yeah. And there's some sayings too, right? The one that says like all work and no play makes Jack a boring. What is it? What is that phrase from The Shining that we reference in our culture sometimes?
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Yeah.
Because the main character just types it over and over and over again.
Yes. It's so famous.
That scene, like, here's Johnny. Okay. I won't start because I could quote this movie from start to finish. I've seen it so many times. But guys, like, I know it. This is a more sort of pop culture entertainment episode today, but don't let this make you think we're not talking about IELTS, because we are. Guys, you need to be improving your overall English. Be diving into the target culture. Keep yourself motivated in English, because that level of interest, right? Yeah. That connection with the English, that's what comes through in your communication. And that's the difference between a 6 and a 7, between a 7 and an 8, and not just in speaking, but writing as well. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like to know exactly what the examiner needs to hear to give you the highest scores on your next exam, check out our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System, available now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
You got it. Exactly. And then once you get past IELTS, you're going to want to know these cultural references, which I think, Jessica, you're better at cultural references than I am. Sometimes I drop the ball on cultural references, but it's a gap in my knowledge that I'm working on. And you guys are going to want to work on it too. You know, people do bring out that quote sometimes from The Shining.
Totally.
People refer to things and make, you know, they just kind of suggest things, and you need to know where they come from so you can laugh with them, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you had a suggestion also about a book turned into a movie.
Yeah, but I might actually change my summary here to a different story. I don't know if I've talked about this one before, and it's called Into the Wild. And it's
Yeah,
I love this one. So I was going to talk about Room, but it's kind of a depressing story, and it's a downer. But this one, Into the Wild, inspired me because it was the story of Chris McCandless, who was a boy who just finished college, and he had always done everything as parents wanted him to do until he graduated college. But he was always a little bit strange, a little bit different, but very smart and, you know, very passionate. He had read lots of literature and he wanted to experience nature alone for himself. So we went on a trip and he went to Alaska. The story has kind of a sad ending. I won't give away the ending, but having watched the movie just brings me to tears. Like, it just moves me.
And you read the book as well?
Yeah, I read the book before I watched the movie last summer.
Okay.
Both were really good though. I feel like the book was also excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that makes me remember one other one. I think it's just called Wild, and it's with Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
And this was amazing. I think this was last year or the year before as well. And the woman that wrote it actually lives in Portland right now. but that was also the story of self-discovery through travel. And she was also in nature hiking. The Appalachian Trail? By herself? No,
Pacific Crest Trail. Yeah.
Yeah, the PCT by herself. PCT. And this experience makes her reflect on her life. And unfortunately, I didn't read the book, but the movie is incredible. So again, it's also kind of sad, kind of hard to watch in some places. Oh, but it's this sort of real reflection on personal experiences that, guys, maybe you could find, you could connect to in your own life, right? And being able to connect to this and get perspective on your own experiences, not just for your own personal benefit, but also in English, right? Bringing yourself into the language in more ways. I think this is invaluable for being more comfortable and confident expressing yourself in English before test day.
Oh, yeah. This is huge, guys. So again, like Jessica said, you know, this is the pop culture episode, but it's important for your IELTS exam. Again, the key to success, one of them on the speaking test, is owning your answer and having like personal stories to tell. Things you connect with on the test that when you're speaking, it's not about, you know, parts of history you don't know, or you don't feel comfortable. It's by making the test your own, I think is what we said last week.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. So definitely choose at least one of our recommendations today. Try and get the book. Really, don't just go straight to the movie. Don't just go straight to the TV show. But definitely read the book first, okay? These are all amazing stories we're talking about. Very different stories from each other as well. So you can definitely find something that motivates you. And then all of the movies and TV shows based on this also highly recommended. So definitely choose at least one of the things.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome. Good topic today. Very helpful and very applicable to our listeners' IELTS scores. Love it.
Awesome. Yep.
Okay. All right. And guys, remember, if you want the quickest, smartest, most direct way to increase your score, you can do that with our course, right? It works, guys. Mm-hmm. You can see our success stories on allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get into the course yourself. Go for the personal coach plan because that is what the most successful students tend to do.
Sometimes that's the tipping point, man. Just getting that last minute check-in with me, right? Mm-hmm. About your personal writing and speaking quirks, these things that you're good at and should exploit, and a couple things that maybe you can change between now and test day that will increase your scores. So definitely recommend those lessons with me.
So good, so good. All right, awesome, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out today. We'll see you on this show again tomorrow.
Awesome. Sounds good. Enjoy the rest of your day, Lindsay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.